Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end. And on Friday, President Obama shifted gears from the economy to the war in Iraq. Friday morning, the president was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, outlining his timetable for bringing U.S. troops home from Iraq. August of 2010 is when he plans to bring the bulk of our forces home, with the final troops leaving Iraq at the end of 2011, which is also the end of the Status of Forces Agreement allowing U.S. troops in the country, negotiated in the final weeks of the Bush administration. President Obama made it clear that as of the summer of next year, the combat portion of this war will be over.
Let me say this as plainly as I can. By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end.
The president praised the troops for their jobs well done in terms of deposing Saddam Hussein and, of course, the incredible security gains accomplished through the troop surge, as well as the counterinsurgency strategy employed in early 2007 up to this point, where it appears that victory is in hand. But the president says the withdrawal will be done cautiously.
As we carry out this drawdown, my highest priority will be the safety and security of our troops and civilians in Iraq.
The president also says again that as of the end of 2011, the U.S. will be out of Iraq.
Thanks to the sacrifices of those who have served, we have forged hard-earned progress. We are leaving Iraq to its people, and we have begun the work of ending this war.
Obama says that the United States, thanks to the blood, sweat, and toil of the American military, is leaving Iraq in a position to move forward with a democracy and a government that has an opportunity now to make the right decisions towards a better future for that country. The president says, though, there will still be some tough days ahead in Iraq.
There will surely be difficult periods and tactical adjustments, but our enemy should be left with no doubt. This plan gives our military the forces and flexibility they need to support our Iraqi partners and to succeed.
Mixed reaction on Capitol Hill to the president's timetable. His 2008 presidential rival John McCain says he's cautiously optimistic that the timetable, while a little bit ambitious, is doable, and he believes that if it's done properly, that the withdrawal will not sacrifice undue number of troops, nor the security gains made so extremely well over the past couple of years. However, some of the more prominent Democratic names are upset that 35 to 50,000 U.S. troops will be remaining in Iraq from the end of combat operations in August 2010 till the end of 2011 when the Status of Forces Agreement ends. Both Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, as well as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, saying that they think that number is a little bit too high. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the same. In other news, after 5.5 years of being held as an enemy combatant, a suspected al-Qaeda operative has had criminal charges filed against him. Ali al-Mari has been charged with conspiracy and material support for terrorism after an indictment was handed up against him by a federal grand jury in Peoria, Illinois. Mari, who is a Qatari national, is charged with 2 counts of providing material support or resources to al-Qaeda. He could face as much as 15 years in prison on each count. Mari currently has a case pending before the U.S. Supreme Court challenging his indefinite imprisonment. He has been held in a military brig in South Carolina. The highest-ranking CIA member ever to be convicted of a federal crime was sentenced to just over 3 years in prison Thursday in a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Former CIA Executive Director Dusty Fago was accused of using his position as the third highest-ranking official in the clandestine agency to steer lucrative CIA contracts to a company controlled by his lifelong friend, Brent Wilkes. In exchange, Wilkes allegedly paid for Fago's family to take expensive vacations, bought Fago dinner at expensive restaurants, and offered him a job after he retired from the CIA. On the economic front today, the economy appears to be shrinking at a faster rate than previously thought. The latest figures from the Commerce Department show the nation's gross domestic product shrank at an annual rate of 6.2% in the fourth quarter. The initial estimate of fourth quarter GDP was just 3.8%. GDP, of course, is a measure of the total output of goods and services within this country. The new figure also shows consumer spending dropped at 4.3%. That's the biggest drop since the second quarter of 1980. Exports plummeted by nearly 24% annual rate, which is the worst fall since 1971. Meanwhile, a number of cost controls are needed to ensure the long-term viability of the nation's Medicare insurance program. That's the recommendation from the MedPAC Advisory Panel that monitors Medicare payments. MedPAC recommends payment cuts of more than 5% to home health care companies in 2010 and curbing Medicare reimbursement rates for costly medical imaging services and hospice care. On Wall Street, stocks closing out the week in negative territory Friday. Worries about the government's involvement in Citigroup and a fourth quarter GDP drop that was a lot bigger than previously estimated sent shares plummeting in the early hours of trading. The Dow lost 119 points to settle at 7063. The Nasdaq had the best day of the big three, but lost 14 points to 1378. The S&P 500 lost 18 points to 735. Citigroup struggles continue. The government will now have a 36% ownership stake and will order a shakeup of executive positions. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our end of the week fun with the Capitol steps. We'll also see what President Obama is planning in terms of gun control legislation. And up next, a Clinton administration veteran defends the Obama budget. Stay tuned.